You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired.
Brought to you by Hot Seat, a new memoir from Jeff Immelt, the former CEO of General Electric. Raw, honest, intimate. Hot Seat is that and more, as Immelt recounts what it's like to be a leader in times of crisis. Buy your copy of Hot Seat today, wherever books are sold.
Biden says the U.S. will have enough vaccines by the end of May. Texas and Mississippi roll back COVID restrictions, and Dr. Fauci warns it's too soon to declare victory. Here's what you should know today. The U.S. will have enough vaccines for every American adult by the end of May. President Biden made the announcement. This week, his administration brokered a deal in which drug maker Merck & Company agreed to use its facilities to help make more doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, since Merck's own attempt to make a coronavirus vaccine proved unsuccessful. Biden added he wants all teachers to receive at least one dose by the end of March. Texas and Mississippi are lifting mask mandates and rolling back many pandemic restrictions. In Texas, all businesses will be allowed to reopen at 100% capacity effective March 10th. In Mississippi, the only rules that will remain are the 50% capacity limit on indoor arenas and the guidelines for K-12 schools. These changes come as the CDC is urging officials not to lift restrictions too quickly. And Dr. Anthony Fauci warns that it's still too soon to declare victory on COVID. In an interview with Wired, Fauci shed light on variants, vaccines, and when we'll know how long our coronavirus vaccines actually last. The new mutation first found in New York doesn't strike him as a major cause for concern, though the fact that this and other variants keep cropping up is all the more reason to get people vaccinated as quickly as possible. And while daily infection levels are lower than they were a month or two ago, he says it's still too high to stop being vigilant. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Technology is moving so fast, it feels like you need the latest self-driving car designed by the most advanced robot to keep up. But you don't need artificial intelligence to tell you State Farm has surprisingly great rates on car insurance. It's the coverage you need at a price that fits your budget. No robots required. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.